Hello, everyone. And we're back on the air talking to entrepreneurs, talking to leadership, figuring out how everyone's adapting to our new economy. New England is a very integrated world economy, despite COVID. And our next guest should have a little bit to say on that whole topic. Sophia Cambanis, Executive Director of Massachusetts Innovation Network. Welcome, Sophia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jeffrey.
Great. Sophia, tell us about the Massachusetts Innovation Network.
It is a very new nonprofit organization, 501c6, that was formed in the beginning of the year to take on a pretty historical legacy, the New England Innovation Awards, which is the oldest and longest running innovation competition in the area. It was established in 1986 by Robert J. Crowley, who was a catalyst of innovation at the time. He served at MIT Enterprise Forum and what is now Mass Ventures as their chairman, and what used to be the Smaller Business Association of New England, or SBAIN, where I worked with the awards up until last year.
Well, so there's a little bit of history there. So why the spinoff? Why is it important now?
It's not exactly a spinoff. While we were in the midst of the innovation season last year, which is always around this time of the year, we realized that the association is not going to be in business much longer. So it was a very quick decision on whether we wanted to have a continuation on that legacy of a program. So I talked to Bob Crowley's daughter, who has been a judge for the Innovation Awards the past 36 years. And we all came together, everybody who was involved in running the program, and that's how Mass Innovation Network was formed, basically to preserve the legacy and as a second step to grow it.
So, you told us you have a lot of international connections. Do you want to go into some of the network that you've built already?
Well, what happened is, I started off in Europe, and my first job was in market research. My MBA is in statistics, and I always worked with numbers. So when I landed this first job with Unilever is a multinational organization. I started working in projects internationally for about 7-8 years, and then I went to one of our clients who was trying to integrate production manufacturing in what used to be the Eastern Bloc countries. So expanding there, they needed a marketing team to integrate the way of thinking and the bigger mission and have people really believe in it and come together as a team. So I think most of my insights on working with international teams came after I was thinking how to bring everybody along in a common mission when the language was a barrier, the practices were a barrier, the cultural differences were pretty big. And through the years, what happens is every obstacle becomes an opportunity and the network grows. And with the network, really, the experience in dealing in that kind of business. So the idea for the international showcase that I mentioned to you before came from a couple of companies that were interested in having more exposure to the ecosystem here. And that was primarily because they've seen what the New England Innovation Showcase does. And the New England Innovation Showcase, which is actually next week on the 21st, brings together each year's finalists, this year 24 of them, competing in 8 innovation categories. And the beauty of this event is that it spans market segments, it spans categories, and it brings a lot of different people together that need to work together to deliver a final event that's worthy of the name of the New England Innovation Awards. So this year we have about 50 innovators, super team, and 29 judges and 10 mentors. And all these people went together on a trip starting in the spring and culminating with the award ceremony of November 4th. So it's a long program, takes most of the year, and it really leverages my experience of bringing people together and working with them.
You know, I don't know if you have it in front of you, and I don't want to test your memory too much, but you say there's 24 nominees, but there's 8 categories. Can you go through the 8 categories with us?
Yes, of course. It's one is clean tech and sustainability, healthy living, life sciences, not-for-profit, minority-owned, robotics, IoT, smart living, smart cities, and deep tech and IT.
Wow. And can you give us a sense of those 24 finalists, what countries they all come from?
Well, their background is, I would say, anywhere from ethnical background from Asia to Middle East to France to Germany to the US. I would say from all over the place. Canada, I forgot to say, but now they all have organizations here. And some of them are startups. The great thing with startups is you can talk to them 1 year and they have 2 people. And I have had finalists that came in from 1 year to the next and they had 150 people. So it's a fascinating place to have a startup, and there's a lot of support for these organizations.
So let's talk a little bit about the kind of support you have. And I'm sure the eco structure is quite interesting. Massachusetts being a strong environment for also startups, I'm wondering if you feel that what you've built is a better mousetrap for that.
So I think there is a lot of need out there. And I really don't think we are competing with anybody. Actually, Mass Challenge was one of our winners in 2012. And the managing director of the Boston unit serves as one of our judges. So there is, depending on the stage and the funding of each startup, the need is different. We primarily focus on early stage up to Series B, although our mantra is if an innovation is interesting enough, we should never just dismiss it because a company is larger. We do not charge anything to our innovators, from participating to the program to helping them with anything that may come along the way, mentoring, coaching, counseling, and even after they graduate from the program, we offer services until they no longer need them. So our premise is we don't charge, and we do a lot more of hand-holding in that we don't have a specific course that everybody needs to take, that everybody needs to come through. We have some modules that we share with everybody, and then we go back to them and ask what it is that they need. And it's a variety of things, from not being able to afford a professional video to showcase their product, to connections with angel investors and federal funding and venture capitalists. So whatever they get, they're not charged for.
That's great. Very exciting. And we hope you will stay connected with us as things progress, maybe talk to some of the winners, maybe even some of the runner-ups. We've been speaking with Sophia Cambanis, Executive Director of Massachusetts Innovation Network. Sophia, if someone wants to know more, maybe become a mentor, help out, support you in any way, how would they find you?
So they can find me on LinkedIn. The easiest way where all our emails are shared is our website, newenglandinnovation.org.
Thank you for being on the show today. We look forward to hearing more from you this year.
Thank you for having me, Jeffrey. Great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. I remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be returning with a new story right after this.